Now time for our Perry LeCompton locker room chat here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. I am Brandon Tamman, and we're joined now by Cause Girls basketball coach, that is Joey Franzetta. It is brought to you by First State Bank, and we're down to the final four games of the regular season. And coach, we spoke last week. Your team had been playing some good basketball, but since last week, a couple of games and a couple of losses. You played a good Hiawatha team that's really on the verge and coming up strong here the last few weeks. And, you know, a Royal Valley team most recently on Tuesday who, you know, may have not have played really up to their expectations this season, but they certainly have some quality pieces. Take us back through this week and just those two games against Hiawatha and Royal Valley.
Yeah, well, so we can start with Hiawatha. I mean, Hiawatha's a solid team. I mean, it's like you said, they're playing their best basketball right now. And I mean, you know, kind of sucks whenever you look at the schedule. We've played them twice in the last couple of weeks, but, you know, they're playing really good ball. Okay. They're obviously a pretty well coached team. And, you know, they got two kids that can just score the basketball, which you get to this point of the year, you know, sometimes it's all about kids going out there and being playmakers, and they got two of the best playmakers. And you know, looking back at our Royal Valley game yesterday, that was the difference in their game. They had kids that made shots. We didn't have kids that made shots. That's what it boiled down to. I mean, you know, you give up 41 points in a basketball game. I mean, you should be able to eke out a win. Instead, we're losing by 20. I mean, it's coming down to they got some kids that can make shots, and you know, we are struggling to make shots right now. So, we got to find a way to get that corrected over the next couple of games. So, you know, we can hit Substate and, hopefully go in on a high note going into that.
Well, let's talk about the Class 3A Substate you guys are hosting, and it's just very top heavy as you look at kind of the standings right now and how they shape out. Silver Lake, one of the best teams in 3A, they're sitting there with just one loss, and, they sit there atop the standings, a Heritage Christian team out of Olathe, who's won double-digit games, a Rossville team that's also won double-digit games. You got a Moore Hill team that's closing in on 10 wins. Bishop Ward's a 500 team. You guys are right there, hovering around 500. You also have Jeff West and Royal Valley, as you played on Tuesday. What's just kind of the overall takeaway from the Substate coming up?
I mean, it's kind of an odd Substate because you kind of have just like a kind of a smattering from a lot of different leagues. Obviously, you got three Big Seven teams. You got NEK team, two Mideast teams, two Call Valley type teams. So it's kind of an interesting Substate in that sense, where you kind of have a nice mix. It's not like, you know, you sometimes in years past you go somewhere and it's like the Big Seven League tournament essentially, or you know, the NEK tournament. So it's kind of nice to have that smattering. But you know, on the flip side of that, it's a good and bad thing. I mean, I don't want to. There's some teams in our Substate that, you know, have not played the schedule that a lot of other teams in our Substate have. So I think that, you know, I think that favors them in some regard. You know, but, you know, at the end of the day, you got to play who's in front of you, and you got to, you know, beat everyone in that Substate to win and move on. So, I mean, we can't pick and choose who we want to play or whoever. So yeah, it's going to be good. I mean, obviously, like you mentioned, Silver Lake's a really good team. You know, Rossville's another good team. I mean, that league is just, that's a tough league. I mean, I think if I had to make a guess, St. Mary's is like a 5-10 team right now. And they have a good chance of going to state based on their Substate right now. So, I mean, that's a really good league. I mean, obviously they go good double round robin a lot like us. So they're going to play everyone twice. So that's a good league. Mower Hill, they do some nice things. They're pretty young. And then obviously you got the three Big Seven teams, and you got these Call Valley teams, which they're kind of hit and miss with, you know, who they play game in, game out. But I mean, they're winning games. So it's not like, you know, they're just skating by. I mean, they win games. So, you know, obviously if you're winning games, you're doing something right. So yeah, it's an interesting Substate for sure.
Before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always, here in the next week, you get Nemaha Central on Friday, Sabetha turning around on Tuesday next week. What needs to kind of change, and what are you just kind of looking forward here in the next 6-7 days to try to get back on the winning track?
I mean, we gotta find a way to be better offensively. I mean, we gotta put the ball in the hole. There's no other magic formula for that. I mean, if we score the basketball, we're a pretty good team. If we don't, we get pretty average pretty quick. You know, defensively, we do a lot of pretty good things in my opinion. You know, but you can't just hope to pitch a shutout. That's not gonna work bode well for you in basketball. So, you know, but find ways to score, get a couple kids back on track, and I think, you know, if we could take care of those things, we're going to be sitting in a good spot to finish up this week, and, you know, looking into the end of the season, we're going to be in a good spot.
Perry LeCompton girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta joining us each and every week as always, presented by First State Bank. Coming up after a loss to Royal Valley on Tuesday, they'll get Nemaha Central Friday, turn around and go to Sabetha on Tuesday. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here this next week, and we'll talk to you another time next week. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.